Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Congress has less than a week to approve a spending plan to avert a partial government shutdown. And House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has failed to garner enough votes for a stopgap bill to continue funding after Sunday. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says that Republicans will shoulder the blame if there is a shutdown.
We're going to hold extreme House Republicans accountable. We're going to hold them accountable for the reckless cuts they are demanding as a condition for keeping the government open.
Hundreds of thousands of federal workers are bracing for possible furloughs as soon as next week. The Biden administration has announced a $1.4 billion investment for dozens of rail projects in 35 states and the District of Columbia. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says the money will be used to improve rail safety and expand service. He says the funding will come from the infrastructure law that was passed in 2021. The federal government is again sending out free COVID-19 test kits to Americans who request them. As NPR's Kristen Wright reports, the move comes amid an expected surge in COVID cases this fall and winter.
Each household can request up to 4 free rapid test kits on covidtests.gov to be delivered by the Postal Service. Health officials are trying to prevent the spread of the virus over the coming months. The Department of Health and Human Services says these tests will detect current variants. Assistant Secretary for the Administration for Preparedness and Response, Don O'Connell, spoke to NPR's Morning Edition.
We know folks are going to be gathering indoors in the coming months, likely with family members who may be elderly or younger or with some immunocompromised risk.
The Biden administration is providing $600 million to test manufacturers to boost production. Kristen Wright, NPR News.
The Labor Department is investigating Purdue Farms and Tyson Foods amid allegation that they have migrant kids as young as 13 cleaning slaughterhouses on overnight shifts. NPR's Juliana Kim reports on the effort to hold to account those who've benefited from child labor.
The federal inquiries come after the New York Times Magazine published a disturbing story last week about a 14-year-old boy whose arm was mangled while working at a Purdue plant in Virginia. The boy and other children worked with dangerous chemicals and machines, which are banned for use by minors under federal law. The same practices were happening at a nearby Tyson plant, according to the Times. These children are largely hired by contractors, and those firms have been a major focus for the Labor Department. But now they're also looking at companies that hire the questionable contractors in the first place. A Purdue Farm spokesperson told NPR that the company plans to cooperate with the investigation. Tyson Foods declined to comment. Juliana Kim, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR. Residents of the fire-ravaged Hawaiian community of Lahaina have begun returning to their homes for supervised visits to survey the damage. The interim administrator of the Maui Emergency Management Agency said that some evacuees have been stunned by the extent of the devastation. The August 8th fire claimed at least 97 lives. A court-appointed special master has submitted proposals for new congressional districts in Alabama. A federal appeals court is overseeing the process after state legislators defied a lower court order to create a second majority black district. A hearing is set for October 3rd to review the special master's proposals. Pickleball is America's fastest growing sport. NPR's Deirdre Walsh reports on a bipartisan Senate caucus that has lawmakers picking up paddles to get in on the game.
Combining ping pong, badminton, and tennis, pickleball has spread from high school gyms and retirement communities into a multi-million dollar professional league. West Virginia GOP Senator Shelley Moore Capito, a founder of the Senate Pickleball Caucus, says bringing the game to the Capitol could help build more personal relationships.
It's a way to connect in a different way, more relaxed, so that when we do want to relax or if it gets tense, we already know who we're looking at.
The head of the Pickleball Professional League recently lobbied senators for money to help expand the sport into more urban schools and community centers, offering hats that say, "Pickleball will save America." It might not do that, but it could help promote some friendly competition off the Senate floor. Deirdre Walsh, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR.